It's been a week since an outbreak of wildfires began last Sunday night into Monday. Fires across central and eastern Washington quickly spread in high winds. Now, crews are getting the upper hand, but very dry and critical fire conditions persist. NWPB Scott Leadingham has more.
Two of the largest blazes, the Palm Hill and Cold Springs fires, burned hundreds of thousands of acres in a day, mostly in grasses and brush. They burned numerous homes in Okanagan and Douglas counties. More than 600 people are assigned to both of the incidents, separated by the Columbia River. Jeff Seveny is a public information officer for the Cold Springs Fire.
A lot of the operations now going to shift to, mop up and, rehab operations that we're going to be helping out with.
He says the focus this week is on the east side of Omak Lake.
But crews have been making excellent progress, and I think we're well on our way there.
The investigation is ongoing about how the fire started near Omak. A one-year-old child died while his parents were trying to escape with him. They were found near the Columbia River and airlifted to a Seattle hospital with severe burns. I'm Scott Leadingham reporting.
Those parents, Jake and Jamie Hyland from Redmond, Washington, are recovering and still in the hospital. Their family has set up a GoFundMe fundraiser with a $300,000 goal for medical expenses.